It's time now for Larry Weber. And where do we find you today, Larry?
I'm out with a group of birders. We're from the Boulder Environmental Learning Center. I've been doing a program up here this week, a Master Naturalist Training Program. And we're taking a walk in the woods looking for various kinds of birds. Now, we do have an interesting situation in the fact that it's freezing. All of us are just frozen. There is a very strong wind from the left, and I'm looking out now at a few snowflakes. Now, all of that does make an impact on the birds, so we're not seeing a tremendous amount of birds, but we are seeing some. I was glad to see a palm warbler. It was the first one I had seen this year. We did see killdeer. We saw greater yellowlegs. We saw quite a few kinds of ducks and mergansers. This lake, like many of them, is still frozen, but there are open spots, and the open spots are where the ducks and the mergansers are congregating around, and it's been pretty good. Like I say, we're all frozen, but we just keep moving and keep looking, and we do fine. We just got done watching a couple of sapsuckers, and they're always kind of an interesting critter to see. So, yes, welcome to May in northern Minnesota. The month has a, I don't even need to mention this probably, but the month is so far cooler than normal. But, you know, go back a couple of days. We had 3 days in a row this week. We had the 7th, 8th, and or whatever those days were earlier in the week. I think it was the 6th, 7th, and 8th. We had 3 days in a row that the temperature got above 70 degrees. And it was calm. It was quite a mild day. Then we turned around with some cool weather. We got hit really hard. We were out on another trip on Thursday, and we got hit really hard by winds from the east off of Lake Superior. And then yesterday it calmed down a bit, and now today we're dealing with wind as well. Forecast in a couple days from now, next Tuesday, the forecasted temperature is in the 80s. So you'll see we Wow. are getting quite the fluctuation of May. Ice has been lingering. The last time I spoke, I mentioned that I thought our lake at home would have its ice gone, but the last I checked, the ice is still there. That is so amazing. That is 2 weeks longer than I had ever seen it before. And the impact of the later spring, I think, is being felt now with the migrants. They're not as far along as I thought they would be. I thought a lot of these migrants would be showing up anyway. Other people have been reported seeing a few more than I have, but they are here. Probably the biggest news in the Duluth area this week of the migrants has been the flocks of white pelicans, a couple of them, that have been hanging around. And they've not only been hanging around, but they, because there's a limited places of open water, they've been at sites that have been very accessible along the St. Louis River. And it's real easy to see them. They're such large birds. They're in big flocks, so people just pull off along the side of the road to take a look at them there. It's just an excellent sighting. As we were watching them the other day, we also had a visit from an osprey come by, and we had a barn swallow. Barn swallows and tree swallows are the two kinds of swallows I've seen so far. They're insect eaters, and anytime they show up, insect eaters, they know there is things going on. Also had the experience this week of seeing and hearing the brown thrasher near my house. Now, brown thrasher is a like a thrush with a long tail, and they're usually more associated with the south, but they do show up around here, and it was just a terrific discovery to find that, and it was singing so well. Other things of note having to do with singing, the frogs are calling despite all the weather issues. I heard the first chorus frog already on April 30th. I think I mentioned that last time. Since then, on May 5, I heard wood frog. May 6, I heard spring peeper. And May 8, a bit of a surprise, I heard the leopard frog. So I always expect an early spring trio. Well, this year we have the early spring quartet. That was a little surprise that the leopard frog was out there calling already. Then I continued to look around, and also then on May 8, I found wood frog eggs. The frogs go to the ponds and they call. The males get the attention of the females. They lay eggs. That's the whole purpose of all this noise that we're hearing in the ponds right now. The cool weather that sets in afterwards causes them to slow down, but once it warms up a bit, boy, they are right now. Like today is a cool day. They're probably not calling. But if it starts to get a little bit warmer tomorrow, they're going to be calling again. Also of note, this week I happened to stumble upon, almost literally stumble upon, a raccoon at about the same moment she was giving birth. And boy, I had a chance to see the extremely tiny babies, you know, with the eyes closed. It's hard to even recognize it as being raccoon. As soon as I discovered what was going on there, of course, I left her alone. But an interesting find. Also saw the first, couple days ago on May 8th, I saw the first green darner dragonfly of the season. They are a migratory insect. When you think of migratory insects, we always think of the monarch butterfly, but that's not the only one. And I thought usually the first green darner dragonfly is almost always going to show up around the 20th of April, but of course not this year. And they're the first dragonfly to show up. Also this week, I saw three kinds of butterflies. I saw the first orb web of spiders. So the season is moving along, even though it's quite short or quite slow. We were out at Jay Cook State Park looking for a possibility of spring wildflowers. Well, we didn't find any, but we did find other things. We found that the woods is starting to green. There were green leaves from spring beauty and from trout lilies and a large number of wild leek. And then, yes, the first fiddleheads of the season were starting to stick up. Always a great sign. And yes, there are leaves starting to show up on various trees, too. Probably the most obvious is this small tree called elderberry. The leaves are one of the first to always show up. And then there's a shrub called gooseberry that has its leaves. The lilacs in my yard are having the leaves. The rhubarb is up. And the forsythia is in bloom. So, yes, it may not be a typical May and certainly not a typical spring, but things are happening. Okay. It's going to be a beautiful couple days coming up after the weekend. I'd suggest get out and enjoy it.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, have a good one.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year, lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.